Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
I'm here with Liliana Mata.
Hello, hello.
And Marco Mejia.
Yo, what's up?
Let's start talking about the lessons coming this next week. And on Monday we have an intermediate lesson, and that's flirting.
Yes. Flirting.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What, you're going to teach users how to flirt in Spanish?
I'm going to teach them like this really corny, lame line that people use it, but it's funny. Like, if imagine someone that doesn't speak Spanish comes and tells me this, oh yeah.
Okay, so pickup lines. Basically, it's a pickup line in Spanish. You know? If you're at a bar and this American guy or foreigner comes up to you and uses the line, would you talk to him?
Definitely. It's funny.
It's an icebreaker.
Yeah, it is. I would be like, who taught you that?
SpanishPod.com.
And then they say that and
but you have to say it with a gringo accent. Yeah. Otherwise, if you say very nice and Spanish sounding, it's going to sound kind of...
Yeah, you're another Mexican.
What's the worst pickup line that you've received?
I had one that they told me, eres más perfecta que las tablas de multiplicar.
So he's saying you're more perfect than the multiplication table?
Yeah.
Multiplication chart? That's lame. That's dorky.
That's very lame.
It's very dorky.
What about one that says, I may not be the best looking guy here, but I'm the only one talking to you?
Gosh, that's a good one.
I think it is.
Are you serious?
No.
Of course not. You will make her feel terrible.
Unless you talk to like this really insecure girl who's like, yeah, you're right. What's your name? Bam, you're in.
That's terrible.
Do you have any pickup lines from girls to guys?
Yeah, do girls have pickup lines?
Yes, definitely. Like, for example, me and my friends, we used to do this that it was, guess where this guy is from? So we would be like, ah, I bet you he's like from Holland. No, he looks from the UK. Okay, want a bet? Yeah, a drink. So then one would go like, hey, where are you from? And be like, oh, I was like, I thought you were Brit. And then you strike the conversation. Yeah.
That sounds
lame.
Is that girls? It's not that difficult. You can just look at the guy, just
True.
Stare at him and smile at him.
And that's it.
And he knows.
That's a pickup line.
Yeah. Well, yeah, basically.
All right. So on Wednesday, we have an upper intermediate lesson, and that's adoption.
Yes, adoption.
You're adopting a baby?
Mm-hmm. They want to adopt. But also the people that even if they can have kids, they prefer to adopt.
We're watching this documentary about how in India, it's a whole business to rob kids and sell them to people who will adopt them. It's like a whole mafia.
Yeah,
thing.
So basically they like rob or pick up kids. They kidnap kids off the street and take them to adoption centers in India, which are usually these adoption centers are for foreigners. So people in Australia or in Europe that can't have babies, they will adopt an Indian kid from these centers. So yeah, we saw this documentary and it was interesting because, you know, the family got together after like 10 years when the foster parents found out that the kid had been kidnapped and everything. And it was like, really? And apparently it's like this really, really common thing.
Oh, that is so sad.
What about like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt like adopting all these kids?
Well, I just think it's great. You know, I mean, if they have the money to do it, I think it's good. But I actually think that the most important is that these kids grow up to being something good. Mm-hmm. You know, to go back to their own countries and doing things. If they just grow up to be, you know, like kids from...
Like Nicole Richie or
exactly. You know, I'm sorry, spoiled brats.
Actually, like, Marco and I, we went to Cambodia. And it's funny because you see people there is so humble and they want to get something better out of their lives. They want to learn and they're very ambitious. So we're like, now we understand why Angelina Jolie wants to adopt all these kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Or live there, yeah.
Live
really
there.
Cool.
No, yeah, they say it's amazing. But I saw in an interview that Angelina Jolie was saying that her daughter Sahara, or I don't know, the girl from is from Africa, that she wants her to then be in charge of this center for like displaced kids because, you know, she's a UN ambassador for refugee camps. So.
Right.
Yeah, it would be cool.
So that's adoption on Wednesday. On Friday, we have an elementary lesson and that iPhone app. as you may know, we have our Spanish pod app. It's called Quick Review. Mm-hmm. And so what is this lesson about exactly?
It's about exactly that. An app, but it's a dictionary. So basically they talk if it's like a good dictionary, a bad one.
It's a great deal, that app. Have you tried it, Marco?
I really like it. I think it's really good, mm-hmm. especially because you have, if you look up a word and you can see the sample sentences and
exactly.
you can hear the audio. That's really, really cool. Mm-hmm.
Maybe so you can start learning Spanish with it.
I'm trying, but it's such a hard language. But the bigger the library grows in Spanish, you know, the dictionary will get bigger and bigger and you have more and more examples. So
exactly.
it can only get better. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Great. Also, we have Del Taco al Tango, which came out yesterday. And it's Un Día de Estos by Gabriel García Márquez. It's another book club's.
Yeah,
so
short
Lily's
story.
Book club. And it's a great short story. It's
yeah.
amazing. The way this guy described simple, everyday things
yeah.
is just...
Yeah.
I have no words to say. He would have a word
exactly.
to say.
Exactly. He would.
That's why you're not a writer.
It's amazing. Do you think as, like, for example, Gabriel García Márquez, how is, like, a day in his life? That he becomes, like, better and wiser every day. It's just impressive, you know?
I don't know. I think that sometimes people that have, like, a really high IQ or something like that must get bored with everyday trivial things or conversations
yeah.
with people.
Talking to regular people.
Yeah, it's like...
Be like, oh, you're so dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. Can you imagine just, like, having a conversation with, like, a theoretical physicist or something like that, and he's like... God, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Like Carmen, remember Carmen, the intern?
Yeah.
Oh, she was
really... so intelligent.
Yeah, she's so
that whenever
smart.
She talked to us, she was like with this face of, what are you guys saying?
Why are you so dumb? Yeah, seriously.
But
cheers
she...
to Carmen if she's listening out there.
Yeah, she's in London.
Oh,
Carmen,
really?
Yes.
Nice.
She wrote to me an email. She misses us, and I'm happy she's, like, writing. And, but you're right. She was so smart. So
she
smart.
She was a really good writer.
Yeah, yeah, and a really good writer, definitely.
All right. Also, we have Oye, ¿cómo va?
Mi ritmo.
Yeah.
So this week, we had a very interesting song. It's El Presente from Julieta Venegas, a Mexican singer. It's quite a good song, and Liliana and Jenny, and I think Marco, you did that
yeah,
podcast,
I'm in that
right?
One.
So, yeah, come and listen to them. And this week we have Por Un Beso de Rosario.
Yes, Rosario Flores. She is a very famous gypsy singer. She's
yeah.
the daughter of Lola Flores. And actually we have a lesson about Lola Flores and her life.
I'm going to put in a request for a song.
Okay.
You know which one?
Which one?
Well, I mean, not a song, but from the artist. You know, my favorite Mexican artist.
Oh, yeah. It's Jose Jose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We need a song by him.
He's
his song.
A classic, he's good a... singer.
La Almohada.
His song, yeah, La Almohada. His songs are so deep. I like the one called El Fin, which is, I think he wrote it right after he divorced his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he was all heartbroken and sad, and you can just feel the sad. Oh, it's a good song. All right.
Marco, give us an update. We're waiting for your show.
All right, so we have the show De Película coming out. It's going to be cool. And we have a movie picked out and everything. So that show will be out in about 2 weeks.
Can we know what the movie is?
No.
No.
Oh, come on.
But it's cool. But this is the thing. We're going to have movies in Spanish from Spain. And in Spanish from Latin America. So I think most movies are dubbed either in, I think in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of hard to find these movies that are dubbed in Spanish. So if you guys know of a site or anything, let us know. And also if you have any suggestions, I picked out 2 movies for now, but all suggestions and comments are welcome.
We can also do trailers.
Yeah,
you know, like Don Perigo, did you see the one he sent? It's so funny.
Which one?
It's like some, like, rats or hamsters.
Actually, you know the guy that that does the trailer, the voice, Don LaFontaine or something like that. He died about a year ago.
No way.
Yeah.
So who's doing it now?
I don't know. He's got like a replacement. But I saw the documentary and that's all the guy did. He had a studio and he receives even petitions from people. He's like, hey, can you do my voicemail for me? And the guy's like, sure. And he's like, hello. You've reached. It's like,
no way.
Yeah, the guy was really cool about it. So we'll have the película out soon. It'll be fun. It'll be cool. And you'll see me.
Also, it came out with new exercises. They are amazing. They are so good. And the good news is that Spanish Pod is getting this system from Chinese Pod, and we're going to have great exercise sometime very soon. So stay tuned. Look for the exercises.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be an all side, so I'm very excited about it. I already started to use them and did
like
and everything.
Previews and
yes,
stuff.
Previews, and it's pretty cool. They have really cool things, new things. I think it's great news.
Yeah. Awesome. So stay tuned for the exercises, and that's it for today, I think. All right, see you later, guys.
Bye. Bye.